It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here at 77 WABC in the New York, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at mybradio.com. And of course, on the 77 WABC app. Well, thank you again to New York. We are. This show is again in the top 10 in New York AM radio. What a special honor. And I thank the listeners for the confidence that they have in this show. This show is all about you. Every single week, we interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business insights into so many professions and categories, including sales, social media, corporate culture, leadership, strategic planning, emerging technologies, marketing and advertising, customer attention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, as we do each week, we open with some thank yous. Special thank you to Pesach Trapper, the show's producer, and to the entire team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group who plays such an important support role for the show. Srilly, Miriam, Rena, Dina, Hoodie, thank you. And to the great folks at 77 WABC, Alex, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin, thank you. Also, I'd like to give special mention to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV, Audio Boom, Player.fm, iTunes. And we have a robust YouTube channel where many of the episodes that we videoed for as well as this broadcast are up on YouTube. You can visit it by going to YouTube and then Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis. Actually, the easiest way to access it is by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And last but certainly not least, we're also syndicated in Mishpacha Magazine, the monthly Take 5 column. The most recent edition that we had was with Shep Hyken, of the book. Well, he just came out with his latest release, Be Amazing or Go Home. Shep's interview that we had here is up on YouTube. You could watch that episode, and you can easily access it by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. You could also see the Take 5 coverage that we had of the interview I had with Christine Comerford, Tom Cortese of Peloton, the founders of Warby Parker. How about Chris O'Neill of Evernote? That was a real special one. By going to mybradio.com, you can click down and access any of the past guests. In fact, just to tease you with some of the past guests that we've had on this great program, Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie, Paul Massey of Cushman & Wakefield, Chris McCann, CEO of 1-800-Flowers, Iris Lotowitz, president and founder of Eastern Union Funding, John Scully, former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, and the list goes on and on. Steven Sato, former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue. How about the founders of Warby Parker? They're all available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And now we go to tonight's very, very special guest, Dick Schulz, founder and former CEO and the present chairman emeritus of Best Buy. Some background. Dick Schulz founded The Sound of Music back in 66, which he eventually transformed into the electronics retail giant we all know as Best Buy. Dick served as CEO and chairman of Best Buy for decades and currently serves as the chairman emeritus. Just to give some perspective, Best Buy employs approximately 125,000 employees at roughly 1,500 locations. If it feels like there's a Best Buy everywhere you go, you're probably right. Over 70% of Americans live within 15 minutes of a Best Buy location. With that intro, we give a very warm welcome to Mr. Dick Schulz. Dick, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Well, thank you so much. It's obviously a pleasure for me to be here.
A real honor. So, a couple of months ago, we had the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, John Scully, and he talked about how he drove a truck for Pepsi and his ride to the top. I understand you started off as a paper boy. What could you tell us about the journey?
Well, I can tell you for sure that my parents, were sticklers for hard work, for staying true to a task. I started delivering papers when I was 11 years old, and I delivered a morning, evening, and Sunday paper for the St. Paul Dispatch and Pioneer Press, and I learned an awful lot about what it takes to influence people, you know, obviously to gain a benefit. And so for 3 or 4 years, you know, I pursued that challenge, and I can still remember what it took to buy my first automobile when I was 15 years of age, having decided that putting newspapers into the actually into the doorway of people during the holidays from Thanksgiving to Christmas 1 year achieved tips for me that were three times what my normal pay was for the month and enabled me to buy my first car. So I think I can honestly say hard work paid off, and the determination about how better to serve people, you know, was definitely not only an inspiration, you know, but a successful outcome.
Wow. Now let's move along to the mid-60s, Sound of Music, 66. What could you tell us about starting Sound of Music?
Well, Sound of Music for me was my first opportunity to take control of my own destiny. It really was take control of my life, put it all on the line. Fortunately, I had the good fortune of having been married at that point and had a wonderful wife who supported me in pursuit of my dream. And my dream was to take control of my own destiny and be all I could be for my family. So Sound of Music was really an offshoot of what I knew about retail and distribution and relationships with manufacturers that I had the good fortune to work with for several years before embarking on my retail career. And I leveraged those relationships, a small mortgage I was able to get on the home that we owned in St. Paul. And put it together, you know, with a few people that actually shared the vision I had about providing meaningful ways in which consumers could actually buy high-performance entertainment and audio component equipment at meaningful value, good pricing, brand-name products that mattered to them. And so, you know, we began the business in 1966, and we pursued all that we could with Sound of Music for about 15 years.
So then when you had the concept of segueing it into Best Buy, what was that inner mindset that told you, all right, this is it, this is going to be big, or we're making a headlong dive?
Well, candidly, I think the evolution to Best Buy was driven more from the fact that more and more of the customers we had served to Sound of Music, being primarily 18 to 25-year-old young males who loved music, loved it clear, loved it clean, loved it loud, they ultimately got married. When they got married, they started a family, and the need for more diversified products into their households became the hue and cry. So as we looked at our business, we could see that, you know, we were very narrowly focused, and we had an opportunity, we felt, to broaden our exposure and increase our offerings. And so we branched into video products, we branched into appliance products, we branched into digital imaging and camera products. We branched into computers and software, music and movies, and clearly needed a bigger store with a different brand. That's where Best Buy came into play, because I didn't want to get trapped into any one particular product category. Wanted to diversify and be able to add any and all kinds of products that connected well together. And so Best Buy was born, if you will, with a larger format presentation and a much more diverse product offerings that appealed not only to young male consumers, but obviously young families and female consumers as well.
My guest this evening is Dick Schulz, the former CEO and Chairman Emeritus of Best Buy. And soon we're going to be talking about the exciting 2018 Schulz Entrepreneurship Challenge results. Of course, it's this is not the first year. This is already the second year of it. But just, Dick, if I may, from your previous question, how would you advise, and the listenership of this show is primarily small to medium-sized business owners and executives, how would you advise them to, you know, at the same time, while they are scaling their business, to be able to adapt and pivot when necessary?
Well, I think the whole concept of attack and pivot really comes from the importance of learning to accept and to pursue challenge and change. Because net-net at the end of the day, we're all living in a fast-paced environment. that is changing constantly, particularly in the tech world, where product evolution changes in less than 12 months' time, literally each and every year. There's new offerings, higher and better performance, and the opportunity that one has in an industry that moves as fast as the consumer electronics world or the tech world in general, clearly signals the fact that you've got to be adaptive, you've got to be open and focused on what's in the best interest of consumers that you serve, and you continuously need to be trying to find out how can I be of more value to the customers that I'm serving. So being adaptive, being willing to change from what you were to where you need to be to serve the people that are important to you as your customers is the hue and cry. And when people get stuck in their old way or stuck in the way in which they grew their businesses and are not flexible, not adaptive to making those changes, I think it's fair to say that it's going to be extremely difficult to continue to grow, to prosper, and to succeed.
Now, Dick, before we go to a commercial break, a final question here just as far as Best Buy goes. We've all seen the news about how they've aced the ability to manage brick and mortar, yet at the same time, e-commerce. Could you share just some advice on that?
Well, I think for Best Buy right now, clearly it's been an evolution of our need to move even more aggressively towards where the customers are in pursuit of their needs around products and services. And while we have a long and successful heritage of offering and managing products and services in our retail stores, it became obvious consumers were much more rushed into doing a much more diverse list of duties and responsibilities for family, for themselves. And the internet, obviously, and online shopping became a much more convenient way in which people could access what was important to them. Instead of having to devote countless hours or lengthy stays or trips to investigate, they could do it much more easily online. And so Best Buy scrambled, if you will, to make the experience that our consumers, first and foremost, would have on our website clearly able to buy what it was they needed and buy it easily, quickly, effectively, and get those values that we were presenting in the marketplace. So first came brick and mortar, first came the actual touch and feel, real shopping experience, then came mirroring that, if you will, to online representation, where consumers could actually access specifications, comparisons, and much more detail on what it was they were looking to do. And so now we are actively engaged in both segments of the market, do about 85% of our business from our retail stores, about 15% of it online, and the online piece is growing double digits each and every month. And it's been a real plus, obviously, for our company to be able to stay in lockstep with our customers.
What a treat this evening, folks. We have Dick Schulz, the former CEO and Chairman Emeritus of Best Buy. Before we go to a commercial break, I want to remind the listeners that our giveaway this week is the book, the brand new book by Shep Hyken, Be Amazing or Go Home, 7 Customer Service Habits That Create Confidence with Everyone. And as I said when I interviewed Shep a couple of weeks ago, if you don't feel that this book is for you, stay home. Be Amazing, Go Home is really for anyone that wants to truly understand how to be an ace at customer service. This is the book. And one lucky listener is going to win an autographed copy, and a hardcover autographed copy. All you have to do is send over a text to 64600, put in the letters MYB. Again, text over MYB to 64600, and one lucky listener is going to win the brand new book by Shep Hyken, Be Amazing or Go Home. Good luck. We're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about his Schulz Entrepreneurship Challenge. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Okay, so you're considering a comprehensive medical exam, but you haven't decided where. At Elytra Health in New York City, we know you have a tight schedule and that you only want the best. We also know you have choices to consider. Well, consider that you could have a world-class executive longevity exam at Elytra's state-of-the-art Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity, right in downtown New York City. Think about the fact that the experts at Elytra Health are a hand-selected staff with more than 30 years of experience in executive exams and concierge medicine, and that top doctors in the area refer their patients to Elytra. Something else to weigh is that cardiac imaging, cancer screening, labs, and all other testing is completed in a single five-hour visit with white-glove service. Plus, you'll receive the results, advice, and follow-up coordination before you leave. Finally, consider how easy it is to get peace of mind from an Elytra exam now by visiting ElytraHealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A Health.com. Elytra Health. Well, above all.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting websitewithbrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is none other than Dick Schulz, founder and former CEO and chairman emeritus of Best Buy. And we're going to talk about his very special Schulz Entrepreneurship Challenge. Dick, first let's just talk about philanthropy. You do a lot to encourage entrepreneurship. Why is this a cause that you feel so passionate about?
Well, thank you for that question. First and foremost, I guess you should know that internally and personally, I feel strongly that where success has provided much for someone, much is expected. And my sense is that because entrepreneurship is such an important economic ingredient for the nation's economy, that anything I can do personally that will help young people be successful in pursuing their dreams is exactly what I think serves our country to the highest order. And so the introduction of the Schultz School of Entrepreneurship, you know, at the University of St. Thomas, was really my first step into saying anything that we can do to arm young people to work smarter, not just harder, towards pursuing their dream and bringing meaningful new benefit to consumers everywhere. Customers that obviously would respond to doing things in a better fashion, whether it's more efficient, more effective, lower cost, more in tune with lifestyle, would be a real benefit. So the Schultz School focuses meaningfully on helping young people achieve their dream, grow to new heights, take control of their own destiny, be in control of what that means. Learn how to build partnerships, learn how to grow into strategic partnerships with people that can help them grow their business, mentors that are available at almost every college and university that can help as alumni, new students that are now attending their schools become more successful, get engaged in the business, be open for a Saturday morning cup of coffee or a phone call when an entrepreneur has an issue, fielding faculty that are hand-on and engage meaningfully with their students, immerse them in internship programs with businesses in the community, teach them all you can about how they can take control of their destiny and build their dream. And that's what the Schultz School does. And so it led us to the whole concept of an entrepreneurial challenge. And let's reach out past just Minneapolis and St. Paul. Let's just get into the whole country. Let's engage colleges and universities from around the country in having competitions in their own schools where students that they're working with clearly can work on business plans and develop their dream. And then put it in a form and a fashion that allows them to compete on a much larger scale. So this year in particular, we had 110 schools from around the country whose students participated in this competition. And from that, we had judges that were focusing on boiling that list down. It was very difficult to accomplish, but got it down to 25 finalists. And those 25 finalists came to Minneapolis and St. Paul and were at the Schultz School of Entrepreneurship for 3 days, telling their stories and presenting their dream. And we had judges that were broken down in various groups that spent a lot of time with each of these students in understanding where they were going and how well they had done, and brought them to the final five, so to speak. Which was an exciting time for all of us.
So if I may, maybe we could talk about some of the winners. And the top one, which actually received a $75,000 a gift, if you will, from the Richard M. Schultz Family Foundation, Expression Meds. What excited by, and congratulations to Megan Sharkis and Jackie Page. What was that winning formula that you and your team and the judges saw in Expression Meds?
You know, this group of young ladies, there's two of them that were so passionate and so well-researched around the marketplace that they were pursuing. Their whole vision, their whole goal was to make life better for type 1 diabetics. And I think probably most everyone knows that diabetes is a chronic disease that has to be managed. And there's about 21 million diabetics in this country. And the difficulty they have around controlling their blood sugars and the insulin requirements that they need to stay healthy is such a daunting experience. And so they purposefully pursued a portion of it, which was their ability to develop an adhesive that held these biomed products close to one's skin, so that the ability to monitor constantly the condition that they were in individually was made easier by having a product that held the device close to them for up to 4 weeks, as opposed to just a matter of days, which is currently what the existing market of adhesives are able to do. And the way they went about it, how they partnered with companies like Medtronic or United Healthcare or 3M Company, and the number of meetings they had and the plans they developed with the help of mentors that they had gotten from the school where they were attending, spoke volumes about the passion they had in landing and launching a brand new product and a better way for type 1 diabetics, you know, to keep these control biomed devices close to them. They were extraordinary in their presentation. They were voracious in the passion they showed for doing this. Their persistence in asking questions of anybody and everybody they knew that was in business to try to develop a plan, you know, that met these needs. So we looked upon them as extraordinary talents, two young women, both of whom were born and raised in Wisconsin, and both came to attend the University of St. Thomas and the Schultz School of Entrepreneurship to see if they couldn't, in fact, really pursue their dream. And they prevailed at the end with the top prize. And they were competing against some really strong competition. And it was exciting for us to hear all these presentations and how people were getting excited about pursuing their own dream. And that's what made the weekend for us.
Wow. Now, after the commercial break, we're going to talk about certainly number two. I want to talk about that, you know, the runner-up. But just as a final takeaway, which was so telling, is that you said their presentation was fantastic. They were passionate. They're planning. How important is it for someone who's starting out to really understand how critical that process is? I mean, they can't just go from, you know, first to third without following all the steps.
Well, the best way for me to answer that is to tell you that you need to have people that not only are passionate about their dream and what it can be, but they have to have the ability to reach out, ask questions, keep asking till they get answers that work for them, ask questions of fellow students, ask questions of faculty, ask questions of mentors. Mentoring is so important in building successful businesses. There's nothing better than to speak with somebody who's been there and done that, whether they're fully engaged in their own company or whether they work for other companies. If they're willing to sit down for a Saturday morning coffee or a phone call and help somebody think about ways in which they can make their company more successful, that's the way you have to go about succeeding today. Have a mentor, build a network, establish partnerships, ask questions, be tireless in pursuit of the passion that clearly and perseverance it takes to be successful in business today.
Folks, the voice that you hear is that of Dick Schulz. He is the chairman emeritus of Best Buy. Just in case you're tuning in, I don't know where you were until now, but no worries. By Tuesday morning, this will be up permanently on the archives, and you'll be able to access it by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Before we take a commercial break, I want to let the listeners know our giveaway this week is the book by Shep Hyken, Be Amazing or Go Home, 7 Customer Service Habits That Create Confidence with Everyone. In order to win this book, all you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win a hardcover edition that actually is autographed by the author, Shep Hyken. Again, if you want to win this book, by the way, it's an excellent read, and it pays to go out and buy it. Go to Barnes & Noble, go to Amazon. Be Amazing or Go Home is a must for anyone in business who wants to truly understand how to be the best possible at customer service. But one lucky listener is going to win it. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win an autographed copy of Be Amazing or Go Home by Shep Hyken. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
So recently, a healthy couple in their mid-50s came into Alitra Health for their longevity exam. They were not expecting particularly to find anything wrong on the assessment, but the exam showed otherwise.
Dr. Avi Nemitz is medical director at Alitra Health's Manhattan Center for Life and Longevity.
So they go through a very complete evaluation, blood work, scanning of the coronary arteries, stress tests, evaluation by nutritionists and exercise physiologists. We sit down at the end of the day, and his whole world changed in that moment.
Alitra Health provides a full, in-depth, comprehensive longevity exam to detect problems before they occur.
Without an intervention, he was going to have an active cardiac problem. So I told him, look, you're going to be fine. He left with a lot of confidence, knowing exactly what he was supposed to do. We understood what he had, and now he's going to be able to deal with it.
Why spend time worrying when Alitra Health in Manhattan can provide you with a complete snapshot of your health today? Visit AlitraHealth.com. That's E-L-I-T-R-A Health.com. Alitra Center for Life and Longevity. Because nothing matters if you don't have your health.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500, or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Best of all, Website with Brains can have your new website up and running within 4 to 6 weeks. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. See some of the attractive, user-friendly sites built by Website with Brains by visiting WebsiteWithBrains.com. Then give Website with Brains a call at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today. Or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the Newark, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at mybradio.com and, of course, on the 77 WABC app. My guest this evening is none other than Dick Schulz. He is the chairman emeritus of Best Buy, and he established this fascinating concept with his philanthropic view, which is so special, the Schulz Entrepreneurship Challenge. That's an annual challenge. And this year, he just described before the break, the winner went to Expression Meds. And now I'm going to ask about the second place winner. This sounds really fantastic. Team Bus Ride. What they do is, let me turn it back to Dick. What are they all about?
Well, you know, that's another really exciting and high-energy proposition that we heard. It was really all about trying to inform the bus rider, if you will, of just where is the bus that they're waiting for. If you're standing on a cold corner in your neighborhood waiting for the bus, how far away is it? And getting a timeline on where you have to be, when you have to be there. It's about the benefit that it provides the bus company to know how many passengers are where they're going to be picked up and then dropped off. It's increasing awareness with an app that they've created that helps bus companies, if you will, reduce the total number of buses that they need to pick up all of the passengers that they have. It's their ability to manage the labor that's necessary to get that done, to inform the drivers of where the passengers are, knowing where they have to be dropped off. It's a matter of punching in information when students get on the bus, so the driver is armed with that information, can map the most effective routes possible, saves fuel costs for the bus companies, lowers the overall cost of what it takes to get the students moved from where they are to where they need to be and back. So more and more people can ride the bus with greater awareness and understanding of just where they have to be and the bus company where they have to go. So it was another great story. It was passioned leadership that clearly is for the benefit of both the rider and the provider.
Well, now, Dick, I know we only have around 5 minutes left, so just the what advice would you give to anyone that has a dream, has a passion, and believes in themselves, but you know knows that they what advice would someone of your stature give to such a person?
Well, you know, if I mirror my own experience, it's really about perseverance. If your dream really matters to the people that you're focused on providing your product or service, you can and should and will find a way to land that message, to build that initiative, to connect with those customers. So my personal view has always been it's three key ingredients of the individual themselves to win in the marketplace. It begins with the passion to follow that dream. It moves to the viability of the purpose that you're pursuing. And it requires perseverance on your part to never give up, to ask questions of as many people as you can about ways to think about next steps in your business, to build an active pool of mentors that obviously will help keep you on your path, that will ask you to think clearly about alternative ways in which you can consider making good decisions. It's about helping you learn how to be a good listener. And being a good listener is so important because nobody can get here by themselves. Net-net, at the end of the day, you really need to build partnerships. You really need to build networks. You really need to engage other people that are doing similar things to what you're doing so that you're sharing the same kind of experiences. You're obviously able to ask questions, provide information, help one another to grow, to learn. So in colleges and universities, in the entrepreneurship side of the world, building accelerators that team these people together so they meet frequently. They talk openly about their problems, their challenges. They continually redefine their opportunities. So important to make this happen. And so you can't do these things alone. Nobody, even at the level of a Best Buy, you know, has all the resources. You clearly need to reach out to people that can help you do what you need to do better in pursuit of being the best you possibly can at satisfying your customer's needs. So my view, it's always been about the customer, it's been about the student, it's been about the client, it's been about the patient. You really can't get hooked up on just the enterprise. You've got to stay connected and hooked up to who you're serving, whether it's a product or a service. Those who stay the course in pursuit of satisfying the people that they're trying to be the best they can be with is really how you'll succeed in the business, and you never give up. You constantly pursue, you constantly question, you listen diligently, you process information effectively, You make your notes, build your teams, surround yourself with people that know and are experienced in areas where you've not been, so that you can correlate other experiences to those of your own and come up with much better, stronger, and more successful outcomes.
Mr. Schulz, I can't thank you enough. What a special edition of Mind Your Business. Thank you so much for joining me and taking of your precious time.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your interest and for certainly the opportunity.
Excellent. Thank you, Dick. Take care.
You bet. Thank you.
Bye. Very, very special to have a guest, the caliber of Dick Schulz, former CEO, founder of Best Buy. Folks, in case you're just tuning in right now, I'm not sure where you were. We just wrapped up a fantastic interview, really special, with the founder and CEO and present chairman emeritus of Best Buy. He ran Best Buy for decades and now is the chairman emeritus. Just to give a perspective, Best Buy employs approximately 125,000 employees at roughly 1,500 locations worldwide, just to give some perspective. So his advice is just so important, so critical for anyone who wants to be successful in business. And as the listeners know, no worries. This episode will be up by Tuesday morning on the iTunes channel. And if you want to access any of the past guests that we've had, they're all available by going to mybradio.com. mybradio.com. I mean, this interview certainly brings to mind the interview we had with John Sculley, former CEO of Apple and Pepsi. And I get feedback all the time from that guest and, of course, from many other guests. But you know what's surprising? People still come over from time to time and say, hi, you had a past guest. I heard you had Chris McCann of 1-800-Flowers. I want to hear that guest. It's all available for free, mybradio.com. And if you prefer to listen on iTunes, great. We actually have a robust YouTube channel, but that's only for the guests that were videoed. So, for example, Shep Hyken, recent guest that we had, a fantastic recent guest. We're going to go to a commercial break before we wrap up the show. But before we do, I want to remind the listeners about our giveaway this week. It's none other than the book by Shep Hyken, Be Amazing or Go Home, 7 Customer Service Habits That Create Confidence with Everyone. It can be yours. A hardcover, autographed copy. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. And one lucky listener is going to win Shep's new book, Be Amazing or Go Home. Good luck. Stay tuned.
Is your business owed money? Are you frustrated with trying to recover past due funds and worried you may not get paid? At Ginny Debt Collection, we know dealing with debt collection can be a stressful endeavor. That's why we're here to ease your collection headaches and maximize returns. With more than 15 years serving clients nationwide, Ginny Debt Collection's comprehensive hands-on services help your business efficiently recover past due funds, improve cash flow, and develop strong customer relationships. Call us at 917-400-3253. Gain peace of mind knowing experienced collection professionals are helping you get your money back into your account in the shortest amount of time. Call 917-400-3253 for a free consultation. Let our team of attentive collection specialists recover your money for you so you can focus on growing your business. To get back your hard-earned money, call 917-400-3253. 917-400-3253. Or visit GinnyDebtCollection.com. That's G-I-N-I DebtCollection.com.
Are you looking to receive a greater return on your commercial real estate investments? LP Servicing, a division of Eastern Union Funding, the leading commercial real estate funding firm, can help you strengthen your investments, broaden your network, and handle your headaches. For more information, visit LPServicing.com. LP Servicing provides services that enhance your ability to get the deal done. It's just that simple. Visit www.lpservicing.com. Again, that's lpservicing.com. LP Servicing. Turn your investments into something bigger.
Hi, Shep Hyken, your customer service and experience expert. And this is my latest book, Be Amazing or go home. Now, it says 7 customer service habits that create confidence with everyone, not just your customers, but the people you work with and even the people at home who you love, who you hang out with, your family members, your best friends. These are habits about building relationships and creating confidence. And while it says 7, there's actually 35 habits broken into 7 categories. Really good habits like amazing people show up ready to amaze, which means you don't just show up on time. You show up maybe even a little bit ahead, prepared, totally head in the game. That really recognizing that great service when you take care of other people is not an accident. It's a habit that you've practiced over and over again. So I want you to think about it. This is the book, Be Amazing or Go Home.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. Thank you so much for joining me. In case you're just tuning in, you missed a fantastic interview that I had with none other than the founder and former CEO and chairman emeritus of Best Buy, Dick Scholes. You know, just to recap some of the highlights that he discussed. First of all, you know, early on in the interview when he discussed being a paper boy and realizing that if he would go the extra mile, extra literally, for a consumer by delivering the newspaper inside the door instead of just like tossing it and just, you know, winds up on the consumer's sidewalk, he increased his tips. What was it? 3 times the amount? What was it? He got 3 times his normal pay. And he learned from that the power of great customer service. In fact, that brings to mind our giveaway this week is the book by Shep Hyken. He's the guru on customer service, Be Amazing or Go Home, 7 Customer Service Habits That Create Confidence with Everyone. One lucky listener is going to win the hardcover edition of that book and an autographed copy. How do you like that? Of Be Amazing or Go Home. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win Shep's new book, Be Amazing or Go Home. But we go back to my wrap-up of the fantastic guest that we had here tonight, Dick Scholes, the former CEO and founder, actually, of Best Buy. By the way, as the listeners know, you will be able to listen to this interview by Tuesday morning. It will be up on the archives. Easiest way to access it is to go to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. But another angle that he discussed was, a person can't be afraid of tackling what's up ahead. I mean, he discussed founding Sound of Music, and he had a chain of stores. But then there was an inflection point. There was a time that he realized that his consumers were moving on in age and not really, the growth of Sound of Music was hitting that point where it wasn't going to grow beyond the growth that it had covered over the previous number of years. And he had to pivot. And that's when he came up with going to Best Buy. Like you said, that's how Best Buy was born. And it's interesting how we identified that the Sound of Music, the name there, kind of trapped him into a certain category. And by going to Best Buy, it opened it up in terms of, and then he expanded, of course, to electronics. And it was all about bringing value to the customer. And when a company is focused on that, then it's just going to soar. Another angle that we tackled was the challenge that faces every brick and mortar store today, e-commerce. And Best Buy, of course, is a model for that, how they've aced brick and mortar and e-commerce together. And moving along, someone like this who has seen success in such a fantastic way and is just focused on giving back is something that's very special. He founded the Schulz School of Entrepreneurship at the University of St. Thomas, and you see how it's in his blood about giving back, supporting those that are starting out in their business journey in whatever profession, but they just need advice, and therefore it's very special that someone like that who could easily just say I'm done and I've given and but no, he is focused on giving back to others. And towards the latter part of the interview, where he talked about the entrepreneurship challenge and the winner, Expression Med, congratulations to them. But also the tips that he shared with young, budding entrepreneurs, and really applies to anyone in business, to be a good listener, build a network. All these tips that he shared, especially from someone like him, are invaluable. Why? Because those are the secrets that get people ahead. It brings to mind the interview I had with John Sculley, former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, and he had a line during that interview, "People who are lucky create their own luck." Now, the reason why I bring that up is because people look at a successful entrepreneur and they're like, he had a couple of good breaks and kind of all fell into place, not realizing all the effort that went in, all the strategic direction and planning that had gone in, and of course all the sweat and tears, all the hard work that had gone in order to be successful. So hearing the advice from someone like Dick Schulz is truly invaluable. And what can I tell you? This wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. A final reminder that our giveaway this week is the book Be Amazing or Go Home by Shep Hyken, 7 Customer Service Habits That Create Confidence with Everyone. One lucky listener is going to win an autographed hardcover copy. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Put in the letters again, MYB, and text it over to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win the new book, Be Amazing or Go Home, 7 Customer Service Habits That Create Confidence with Everyone. Well, this wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. Thank you again for joining me, and tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over 2 decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
Who's coordinating that fundraiser? Yes, hold on 1 second. Did anyone follow up with that donor?
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Hi, Shep Hyken, your customer service and experience expert, and this is my latest book, Be Amazing or Go Home. Now, it says 7 customer service habits that create confidence with everyone, not just your customers, but the people you work with and even the people at home who you love, who you hang out with, your family members, your best friends. These are habits about building relationships and creating confidence. And while it says 7, there's actually 35 habits broken into 7 categories. Really good habits like amazing people show up ready to amaze, which means you don't just show up on time, you show up maybe even a little bit ahead, prepared, totally head in the game. That really recognizing that great service when you take care of other people is not an accident, it's a habit that you've practiced over and over again. So I want you to think about it. This is the book, Be Amazing or Go Home.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.